Hello, my name is Katie Berry. Let me tell you a story about my friend Basil. Basil was not feeling good. He had a fever and a headache as he lay in bed trying to sleep. He thought about crying out for his mom. She was always quick to come and pray for Basil. She would give him a drink and tuck him back in bed, laying beside him until he fell back to sleep. He started to cry out, "Mama!" But no sound came out of his mouth. Suddenly, strong starfruit woke up.
Jesus is your healer. All things are possible to him who believes. Believe, Basil, believe!
I believe, thought Basil. I do believe.
Then repeat after me. Jesus is my healer.
Confessed strong starfruit.
Jesus is my healer,
repeated Basil.
Say it again,
commanded strong starfruit.
Jesus is my healer,
confessed Basil over and over again, each time a little stronger than before, until whiny Wineberry started to whine.
You want your mommy. You need your mommy.
Basil started to cry out, but again, nothing came out of his mouth. He started to cry tears, thinking about crawling out of bed to go wake up his mother. Again, strong starfruit flew into his thinking.
All things are possible to him who believes, Basil. Just believe. Keep saying Jesus is your healer.
What should Basil do? Should he listen to strong starfruit and confess God's word? Or should he wake up his mom and get her help? What would you do? Blind Bartimaeus wanted to be able to see more than anything, but he couldn't. That's why they called him Blind Bartimaeus, and not just Bartimaeus. But when he heard that Jesus was coming, he began to cry out to Jesus in a strong voice, "Jesus, heal me!" Everyone around him tried to get blind Bartimaeus to be quiet, thanks to whiny Wineberry. But Bartimaeus cried out even stronger and louder until Jesus heard him and stopped walking. Jesus called for him to come, not knowing who it was calling out so strongly. The people around Bartimaeus told him that Jesus was calling for him. So Bartimaeus quickly got up and went to Jesus. "Lord, I want to see," Bartimaeus answered Jesus when they asked what he wanted. Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately, Bartimaeus could see, and he followed Jesus.
Jesus is my healer,
confessed Basil.
Jesus is my healer.
Each time Basil said it, louder and stronger. After a few moments, Basil heard another voice saying,
"Basil, are you okay?"
Basil opened his eyes and saw his mother sitting on the bed next to him.
"Is your stomach bothering you?"
"I think I have a fever in my head."
He stopped talking. He realized his head was not hurting anymore, and his mother felt his forehead again, checking for fever.
"You don't feel warm."
"I was earlier, Mama, and my head was hurting, but now it's better,"
Basil said matter-of-factly.
"Why didn't you wake me up?"
"I'm a big boy now. I'm strong in the Lord,"
Basil declared.
"I'm proud of you,"
exclaimed Mother as she gave Basil a hug. Then Mother laid down beside Basil until he fell back to sleep. So, the next time you don't feel good, what kind of fruit will you bear? Strong starfruit or whiny Wineberry? It's your choice. Later.